You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Is Al Galadoro again, Ralph Herman's orchestra on Manor. As I say, terribly pressed, but I did what I could, and I'm very pleased with the sound. Oodles of Noodles, which was a Jimmy Dorsey showpiece, but Al just kills it here. He just knocks it right out of the park. 1948 on his Manor album of 78s, which is not a terribly common set. I'm very lucky to have it. And I imagine that a lot of these were presentation copies, because the copy I have is signed by both Al and Ralph Herman, who is the orchestra leader and wrote one of the pieces on the album. But this side, I'm sure that Al would be very pleased to hear that sound. He'd also be very proud of a student of his, Chad Smith, who is performing in a special El Galadoro centenary birthday concert on June 20th, which will be linked and streamed live through algaladoro.com, and I will link to that. So if you wish to hear that, you'll be able to do so, and I'm sure that it will be quite well worth your time, and I'll try to listen to it myself. Can't always get to it. Can't always get to things, but I'll try to really want to. I really want to hear that. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I admire Al Galadoro. He really kept on a long time. He kept on 95 years. So we lost him just 5 years ago in October. So we proceed now. This is rather than playing an acoustic set now, I had two sides of a 12-inch Columbia, an English Columbia record, Florrie Ford's music hall songs. And some of these will be very familiar tunes, although the lyrics will be slightly different. If you're on this side of the pond, you'll notice that there are some changes, particularly with the song we know as "Under the Anheuser-Busch" is not that on this recording. And also, singing about the Isle of Man, which I think my grandfather used to vacation there as a young lad at the turn of the last century. But Florrie Ford doing her music hall old-time medley of music hall selections, and that was recorded in 1929. So here are both sides of that, and a very, very interesting find this was, I think.
A treat to every ear. So now we'll start with one of the best. She's a lass from Lancashire. She's a lassie from Lancashire. Just a lassie from Lancashire. She's a lassie I love so dear. Oh, so dear. Though she dresses in clogs and shorts, she's the prettiest of them all. None could be fairer or rarer than Sarah, my lass from Lancashire. Girls, girls, study a cookery book. If you want man's affection, follow these directions. Cook something tasty and give him the tender part. You must tickle his lips, will marry him. You want to reach his heart.
Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart.
long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary. To the sweetest girl I know.
There's Flory Ford, an old-time medley, both parts one and part two, and some of those are very familiar tunes. You'll know that. And yes, wrap up your troubles in your old kit bag and persist, persevere if you can. We all have to persevere, so let us just do that. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. And if you know what I was going through to record this today, and the various interruptions that I'm just trying to slog through, I'm not going to enumerate them, but suffice it to say that this show exists just by the dint of my own perseverance. Arthur Lally and his orchestra. That's Maurice Elwin on the vocal in 1931. It's an American pressing, recorded in Britain. Hold My Hand.
I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination with the perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me.
A point, dear, for me. You may resist me for a little while, dear. I'm gonna get you, wait and see.
Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. That's Bing on there. And Bing was, that was his, he was breaking away from Whiteman before he went on his own solo career, although he was pretty well known and was doing quite well in 1931, and he felt he could branch out. I'm Gonna Get You, it says here, and that's perseverance of a sort. The Casaloma Orchestra. Pee Wee Hunt on the vocal, I'm Crazy About My Baby, 1931, and that's a Brunswick. I think that's a foreign pressing, but it sounds very good to me, and I didn't touch that. I ran it through my, I removed some of the surface noise, but I didn't equalize it down or anything. That's a very bright sounding record from 31. Arthur Lally, also great sound. Maurice Elwin, 1931, Hold My Hand, also on American Brunswick. So everybody's, they were trading masters all over the place. They were just going back and forth across the sea. This is Radiola, and I may get back across the sea someday, although this side is just going to have to do for the time being, and I don't mind it here at all. And yes, I'm Andy Sr., I'm sedentary. By by necessity, I think. Elsie Carlisle, yes, this kind of fits in too. 1932, hanging on to that man, and yes, she is.
Like that old ivy vine, cling a little closer. in my heart, and there it shall always be. Although the land may change to sea, it will never make any change in me. I've got that old-fashioned love in my bones.
And say goodbye, that's love. Laugh with a gay goodbye, that's love. Press my body tight and crush my lips, hush my lips with yours. Though it's just a night, why measure it? Treasure it, it's yours. If I'm your light of love, who cares? While I've a night of love, who cares? When my lips have made you happy, leave my arms without a sigh. I'll never ask you why. That's love, goodbye. Why say forever? There's never any love forever. But my dear, why not place my head between your arms in tenderest embrace? Love's but a moment that's splendid, though it soon is ended. That's my way. Why regret that we met and loved today? Kiss me and say goodbye, that's love. Laugh with a gay goodbye, that's love. Press my body tight and crush my lips, hush my lips with yours. Though it's just a night, why measure it? Treasure it, it's yours. When my lips have made you happy, leave my arms without a sigh. I'll never ask you why. That's love, goodbye.
Ramona and Her Grand Piano. That was presented by Paul Whiteman. It was. It says Paul Whiteman presents Ramona and Her Grand Piano. He, of course, and why not? She did work with the band as part of the show. That's Love, 1934. Also recorded numbers with the full orchestra, but that's a nice solo turn there. And yes, that is. If that's love, then I guess there are other kinds too. Mills Brothers, beautifully recorded from 1934, early Decca, Old Fashioned Love, and that is a great sound. Oh my goodness, just loving that a lot, and I'm glad to have that. Elsie Carlisle, Hanging On To That Man, 1932, on British Decca, F series. And that sounds all right. It's a little noise there, but I tried not to My new policy is that I'm not going to interfere with the music and leave in a little surface noise if necessary, just because I feel the whole sound should be there. So if I'm not going to kill any of the music just to make it sound that much better. Ambrose and his organ, and that's probably a good policy, wouldn't you say? Ambrose and his orchestra. Sam Brown on the vocal. Butterflies in the Rain. Has a little bit of Dancing Tambourine in there, sounds like. And yes, and those bugs, they're persistent as heck. 1933 on Brunswick.
Thank you. to you. Through a deep blue night, not a star in sight, I go traveling on all night through. Everywhere I go, how I cry with no reply. No one seems to know where you've gone, so I go on that long, long road, walking all alone. That long, long road back to you.
The new music of Reginald Forsythe, 1935, The Melancholy Clown, and that's on a nice bright blue Columbia record, yes, that particular color of shellac. Benny Goodman is in there, and he's certainly apparent. Can't mistake him at all. And that was Reginald Forsythe is kind of neither fish nor fowl as far as the discographies are concerned. This wound up in the jazz discography only for the presence of some of the musicians, including Benny Goodman. But most of his stuff isn't in the dance band discography. nor is it in the nor is it in the jazz discography. He's sort of out there, but very interesting stuff. And the Melancholy Clown, well, that could be me. But it's all acting, folks. That's what it is. You just put on that mask and go out there. Isham Jones, this is from the brand new CD on Rivermont, issued by Brian Wright, Shadows on the Suwannee. Some of these great recordings that were electrically recorded in 32, 33, 34, high fidelity. And Isham Jones here, and I believe this is this must be Eddie Stone. I didn't notate that, but I'm just going to guess it is. Down a Long, Long Road, 1933, and this is from Al Galadoro's first session in the recording studio. So he was a mere 20 years old when this was made, and he would have been 100 this week. Ambrose and his orchestra, Sam Brown on the vocal, Butterflies in the Rain, 1933. This is Radiola, and occasionally we don't write anything on, but we plow ahead anyway. We don't write everything down. We plow ahead and we just barge through it like a like a musical tank, you might say. So we're not going to get bogged down in that morass, no sir. And where are we headed? I don't know. Don Bester and his orchestra, Neil Buckley and chorus on the vocal in 1933. They're heading for the last roundup. Oh, my goodness. And there it is. It's the last roundup, all right.
Where the strays are counted and branded,
there go I. I'm heading for the last roundup.
His long little dog he did alone.
Gentlemen, please.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, you must go home.
Nay, nay, nay.
Now, Mr. Lupino, it's your party. Ask them to go home.
Right. You want to go home?
Never.
Are we still sober?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No man's drunk if he can lay on the ground without holding on.
Yes.
No, I appeal to you, Miss Carlyle.
Not me. Tonight, I'm one of the boys.
Good for you, Elsie. Down with early hours. Down with Dora. Off with trouble and on with the party. Hey, who's pinched my whiskey? Oh, I do feel good tonight. I want to set the town alight. The world looks wonderful to me. Sleepyheads, go home and doze. Pinch the bed and all the clothes. But I'll find better company. I don't want to go to bed. No, I don't want to go to bed. Oh, me, oh, my, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. No, I don't want to go to bed. I don't like bye-byes. I don't want to go to bed. What's the use of wasting time on dozing? All my life I've hated early closing. Both my silly little feet and my potty little head won't go bye-byes, and I don't want to go to bed.
Life gets shorter every day. Get your pleasures while you may. There's lots of things you ought to see. And if you want a lot of fun, anyone or everyone can join the Nightbird Company.
We don't want to go to bed. No, we don't want to go to bed.
No,
we, oh my, we don't want to go to bed. We don't want to go to bed. We don't like bye-byes, and we don't want to go to bed.
What's the use of wasting time on dozing? All my life I've hated early clothes. Missed it.
We don't want to go to bed. No, we don't want to go to bed.
We don't like bye-byes, and we don't want to go to bed.
Wednesday.
It's funny, I'm 2 minutes fast.
Stanley Lupino, Elsie Carlyle, I Don't Want to Go to Bed, 1932. Now, there's perseverance. I have to say, that was necessary and entirely appropriate after the last roundup. I'm going to have one more round after the last round. Thank you very much. That's an English DECA, 1932. Before that, Don Bester. One of those nicely recorded. I wish the copy were a little cleaner, but it's not bad. Neil Buckley and the chorus, heading for the last roundup. I have a couple more of those Don Bester recordings that I'll be playing as I get to them. 1933, a Billy Hill composition. You know that. And then it wasn't long before he headed to the last roundup. But we're heading toward the end of the show. It's not quite the last roundup. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and thanks so much for listening this week. I do appreciate you coming along here and sticking through, if indeed you have. If you haven't, then you're not hearing this. But I hope you're around. Yes. And finishing again, here's Paul Robeson. Nice song to close with, I think. Ethelbert Nevin, and I just like saying that. Mighty Like a Rose, 1929.
Sweetest little fellow, everybody knows, don't know what to call him. But he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is coming close to you. When he's there sleeping in his little place, think I see the angel looking through the lace. When the dark and falling, when the shadows creep, then they comes on tiptoe to kiss him in his sleep. Sweetest little fellow, everybody knows, don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is coming close to you. Falling, when the shadows creep, then they comes on tiptoe to kiss him in his sleep. Sweetest little fellow, everybody knows, don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is coming close to you.